This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Giving you all you need to know. Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
22 minutes past 6 with myself and Nhlanhla Sihume, of course, bringing you Power Business this evening as we shift gears and look at Foresight Holdings Limited. Of course, the company announcing strong financial results for the year ended 31st of December 2022, despite the challenging economic environment, which of course was created by this power crisis, these continuous interest and exchange rate hikes as well, and the company really reporting double-digit growth in revenue, profit and cash on hand following this steadfast commitment to its overall business and go-to-market strategy, while also leveraging its own intellectual property solutions to drive industry innovation. To speak to us a bit more about this, the CEO for Foresight Holdings, that's Tertius Zitzke. Tertius, a pleasure to have you on the program this evening. Firstly, talk to us about your ability as Foresight to keep operating expense escalations below inflation.
Yes, and thanks very much. Yeah, it's really hard work. We started the process 3 years ago, and reorganizing the group and aligning all the businesses in Foresight with our strategy of delivering digital transformation services across all the functions in businesses, really, and align them for the future. And just when I became the CEO, you know, COVID hit as well. So we had a big change in getting that right for ourselves. And it's actually very simple. The result that we see today is just because we do one thing very well, and that's we only focus on what our strategy, what we started in beginning 2020, and it's now in the third year, or the fourth year starting now,
yeah.
And it's really delivering very, very well for us. One of the big things on the cost saving was the shared services model that we rolled out, that the four business clusters that really bring in the revenue, that they focus on what they are very good. And that, we've got internal shared services champions that service these guys, and they don't need to worry about the coffee or the tea or the toilet paper. The rest is just there. You must just do your business and what's good for you.
I want to take a deeper insight into the results. For the period under review, the revenue increased by 20.7%. You look at gross profit also rising by 10.1%. Speak to us about some of the highlights from today's results.
Yeah, so the revenue growth is quite, it's really excellent for the conditions that we're in. We're in the software business, you know, adding the consulting services to a lot of the big, what we call, I always refer to the gorillas, you know, the Microsoft and the Sage and the AspenTech, all these guys delivering the excellent solutions, and we adding the value and keeping the customers busy or happy with that. And everybody moved in the last 3 years to a total only a pay-as-you-go subscription model. So that big revenue sales figures is not there anymore, but we could still beef up our revenue, especially with own IP. That's the stuff that we, developments and apps that we build around all these platforms and that we sell to our customers, you know, and really taking them onto this digital transformation path. So we could get that right very well. And once you have that economy of scale, it's just expanding and everybody is just renewing every year and every month for us on that. So it's really good to see that growth there as well and not the decline in the product sales, you know, although the strategy or the way to market changed totally for that. I think the gross profit, you know, it's really good. What's a thing we measure, our revenue, my stock is really people time. So we've got 416 consultants and engineers and software developers delivering towards our customers, and to manage them very well and with the productivity that we measure. So in our own business as well, you know, we measure from the entire group to companies to divisions to business units to every single resource, you know. And that's the only way to really keep your hand or your fingers on that pulse.
And of course, what you're saying also spurs up the questions around how the company looks. Speak to us a bit more about the sectors you operate in. You've already started alluding to that, your staff complement as well, and your efforts for job creation as well, especially in the context of South Africa.
I think our biggest thing that we tackled last year with the the stuff that happened in KwaZulu-Natal is I decided that let's help that community, and we started this project. We call it Project Phoenix, and Phoenix really meaning reinventing yourself, growing a new feathers, you know, but referring to the uproar in Phoenix. And we, with Microsoft and Mustic and a few other big partners, APSA and NASPERS, you know, we started the project of training 50 graduates into our world. And they started, we employed 41 of the 40, of the 48 that made the final pass. We placed the others with some of our partners, and they're all in our business now from the 1st of March. So that's 6-7 months training really worked well. So it was all graduates. Half of them ERP financial consultants, the other half cloud developers, technical people, and they all employed by us, and half of them moved up to Gauteng already. You know, that's where the powerhouse is of our economy. We all know that, and it's that really delivered very, very well for us. So yeah, we're extremely proud of those people. But on our business, you know, we basically organized in four clusters. You know, three of them really working in business environments. The one is the information technology, more the ERP, payroll, all that stuff. Then operational technologies, all the engineers, you know, the manufacturing systems, where you see a mine, we're in there, you know, with our systems. And then the business environment, you know, really taking the data from the other two and predicting the future, you know. So we're really very strong in data analytics and the entire concept around that data is the oil of the new economy for businesses.
Now, Tertius, we have just under 2 minutes before we wrap up our conversation. But before we let you go, I also want to take a look at your company having had a 16 million rand share buyback. Talk to us about your cash balance and how this grew.
Well, so we bought back 20% of our shares in the market this year. And despite, you know, using that cash, 16 million to do that, you know, with that, we still grew our cash over 20%. So really excellent on that side as well. So at least, you know, the revenue that we show in our books is really solid, and it's with projects that's paying, and we bank the money, and with that, we can grow again.
And what's your ability really to mitigate a drop in revenue or your profits as well?
I think we are nearly on a 70% recurring revenue model.
Yeah.
So the big thing there is that we, you know, we entrench ourselves in our customers, and instead of, you know, this big bang project quotes, you know, we say let's do a deal, and we work 2 years on this, and that's a fixed payment over the 2 years, and we maintain as well. So the as a service model is also very big in our environment now, and that's a way that you really add the value. And I always say, you know, it's to delight the customer, that is what we really need to do. It's a 20% effort to retain somebody, and it's 80% to get a new one. And we get all our references and new business from referrals.
Tertius, Godspeed to you and the company. I mean, really, in this tough economic times, it is really, it seems almost astonishing to see some companies performing like this.
Yeah.
Foresight Holdings Limited today announcing strong financial results for the year ended 31st of December 2022. And of course, like I said, despite these challenging economic environment created, of course, by the power crisis, these continuous interest and exchange rate hikes as well. And the company reporting a double-digit growth in revenue, its profit and cash on hand following for the steadfast commitment to its overall business and go-to-market strategy. Let's get the latest right now in news. Here's Bayanda Zibondi.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.